Thank you for calling Williams Jewelers of Englewood. We are located at 5095 South Broadway on the northwest corner of Broadway and Bellevue. Our hours are Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 10 to 5, closed Sundays and Mondays. To reach a member of our sales team, please press 1. For client services, please press 2.
Thank you for choosing Williams Jewelers. This is Debbie.
Hey, Debbie. It's Nick with RDI Diamonds. I'm sorry. I was looking for Holly, and I know she has a direct line. Could you transfer me?
Absolutely. Hold on just a moment.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
This is Holly.
Hey, Holly. Nick with RDI.
Hi, Nick. How's it going?
Real good. How's it going with you?
Doing all right.
Yeah. I wanted to quickly check on the marquees and which one sold. Yeah. Aren't you interested too? Like, you know, it's like horses in a race, you know? It's like, we don't know.
The first thing I do, like, what's going on? What happened? What, anything happened?
We don't know. What's going to happen with it? Did the big J pull it out around the curve? Did the smaller I get it? You know, it's like you never know. You don't know. So I'm rooting for the I. If anyone was keeping track at home, so that's my horse. That's my horse in the race. So I like to have. I like the race to be purely all my horses. That's what I like to do, but.
It's tough that it's harder to get people to send the whole thing. I would rather pull 3 stones from one vendor for a call.
Yeah.
It's really nice because then they get the sale. It's a really nice way to do it. But I'm finding like, well, you can't have all of those. You could have one. It's like, okay, well, I'm going to pull from more than one place then.
No, I could do it. I can do it, especially if it's a quick turn. But with that call, it was just I didn't have the cheapest marquee
in the United States.
So
you have to go pull it from somewhere else. Yeah.
I'm glad we talked about that. No, I absolutely can send 3 options more times than not.
I mean, I have others who've come to admit, like, yeah, so a third of those are ours, or 2/3 are ours, and the other third are from down the street or across the hall.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I kind of guessed that.
What are you talking about?
All right. When one of my vendors finally admits that, you know, yeah, when I send you, like, 3 or 4 stones for a call, which they don't really do that anymore, and he's like, admitted that, okay, of those, like, half or 2/3 are mine and the others may come from my vendor across, you know, somebody
else.
Down the street, across the hall.
Generally,
I realize that.
Generally, we own, like, most of the diamonds that we're memoing out. Sometimes it'll be something that we get on memo from a site holder or a different vendor, but generally not. I know what you mean. I can't believe someone who was like said that. I was like, that's why that one's more expensive, probably. You know. You know.
Well, we get a better price on than you can attitude, but then I'm like, well, then you put more on top of it too. But it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it.
Oops.
No, but yeah, definitely check with me on calls moving forward about that because, I mean, if I have the inventory, which I usually do, I'll offer. The exception is really large diamonds, right? I can't send you, you know, 3 5-carats. I mean, maybe, but
right.
And that's not
but
a
also it's
that's a dollar
popular
amount.
Size. in shape, that gets like problematic for some people too. You want three of my 2 1/4 ovals or whatever it is.
Yeah. But still, like if it's, you know, you have an appointment, the person's coming in at this time and, you know, we'll have muck sold or on its way back by such and such a day. I want to be able to work within your process the best I can. And if I have goods out, I'd rather them, you know, be choosing from all of mine instead of sending you less and then having a chance that I'm not going to get the sale.
Right.
You know, it just makes...
24.
Yeah.
Not...
No. Is John Nico? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm looking.
Oh, okay. You cut out a little bit, and so I was scared you were gone.
Oh, sorry. I'm just hung up on you. That's enough. I'm done.
Oh, fear of abandonment. Don't do that, please. No, I'm just kidding. No, Holly. She promised she'd be there.
Okay. So if this is the same client, I don't have the client's name attached to this right now. We sold a Carat 21 DSI-1.
For how much?
More. Almost cost $1,000 more. We had two people vying for similar stones, so...
I feel like that's not the person.
This is the same person.
Really? Okay.
Well, it's the same size. I'm surprised they didn't choose a larger stone, but they went with... it. Maybe the D just really popped. So Mark is a tough one, too. Because sometimes the grade is not as important as you look down, like, wow, that's beautifully cut and bright and sparkly, and this one is less. So I don't know. I didn't put them side by side.
Yeah.
I ended up separate different times.
No, yeah, no problem at all.
Okay.
Generally, my diamonds are intrinsically better because that's how we buy them. but with this one...
I know. You do know that everybody says that, right?
I mean, the thing is, though, is that it's actually true because the way that we buy stones, first of all, we never buy stones sight unseen. We're not dollars and decimals on it, right? Every single diamond that's in my inventory comes across the desk of our main diamond buyer, Jeff, before we purchase them. And then we're not buying milky or hazy stones. We're just, you know, so that's something that's never happening. But the reason that it's so important to us that we're buying premium goods is that, one, we have a reputation for that. Two, because we have lifetime trade, dollar for dollar lifetime trade in writing, we want to sell diamonds that we don't mind buying back, right?
So totally,
So we're not tossing out milk jugs, you know. We're
not either.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's why you and I are a good fit.
I'm like, ooh, I'm not showing this. And I'm like, ooh, this is no longer an option for the client. Because
like,
the same reason, I'm like, I don't want to buy this back. If next week they're like, oh, it's too small, or it looks cloudy, or it's like, uh-uh.
Yeah, weren't you uncomfortable with this call? Because I was. I don't mind. I'll work on anything. But because I know your reputation... And mine, we're like, we want to get close to a carat and a half marquee at $3,300 cost or less.
Yeah, so they ended up going, you know, a DSI-1 and spent $1,000 more.
I should have sent something like that. Because, I got, you know, I have those. But I was trying to get, whatever, it's not a big deal to me.
$1,400. Well, yeah, and I'm at this middle person, and as are you.
Yeah.
I'm like in the middle, trying to find what I hear that the client wants, sometimes pushing it up a grade, you know, pushing it up a little bit, having one option is more.
Yeah.
Even if they're saying, oh, my top price is whatever it is. I'm always trying to see if I can find something that's maybe a little bit nicer. Or I also think trying to find something that they can't shop as much. Like, oh, they want a DSi-1, let's get them a VS-2 and an E that you're not going to be able to. You know, I mean, let's do something that looks a little different that might be easier to, if it's exactly the same as something I'm looking at. That's tougher, actually, I think, to you can shift a little bit away from it and sell them on that. It makes more sense.
No, totally. That does make sense. And, yeah, like with the old mine cuts have been really popular. And wait one second here. Yes, sorry. All right. I got to get going. Do you have any other calls that are in the works right now?
No, nothing right now. I'll let you know.
All right, cool. Yeah, no, absolutely. Shoot me an email. Give me a call. Let me know. That 124 ISI-2, can you get that back to me, please?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Unless you want to
write that down.
Unless you want to keep it.
Unless you want to buy it. Yeah, I'll let you know.
It's a great price point. Dollar for dollar lifetime trade. Can't beat it.
I know that.
I know. I'm going to be a broken record. Look, if they made a stuffed animal out of me with one of the little pull strings, that's what dollar for dollar lifetime trade. Every time you pull the string,
you hit the button. And like,
yeah,
oh,
exactly.
God,
that's what it would be. Exactly.
Oh, God,
dollar for dollar lifetime trade. Premium diamonds, best diamonds out there. Have a great day. You know, whatever. Dollar for dollar. So, all right. Good
all
talking
right,
to
you.
I hear you. We'll talk
all
real
right.
soon. Okay.
Thanks. Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.